Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Lean Customer Development by Cindy Alvarez is a practical guide to reducing product risk by learning what customers truly need before you invest heavily in building. Grounded in lean startup thinking and modern product discovery, the book focuses on how to conduct effective customer conversations, interpret what you hear without being misled, and translate insights into better product decisions. Rather than treating research as a separate, specialized activity, Alvarez frames customer development as a repeatable habit that can be integrated into everyday work for founders, product managers, designers, engineers, and marketers. The emphasis is on concrete methods: how to find the right people to talk to, how to avoid leading questions, and how to capture evidence that informs prioritization. By spotlighting common failure modes such as building for yourself, chasing vanity feedback, or overvaluing feature requests, the book helps teams create products that customers will actually adopt, pay for, and recommend. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, customer development as a discipline, not a one-time task. A central theme is that talking to customers is not a box to check at the beginning of a project, but an ongoing practice that sharpens strategy and execution. The book positions customer development as a system for validating assumptions, clarifying user problems, and aligning a team around real-world evidence. Instead of relying on internal opinions or distant market reports, teams learn by regularly engaging with the people they want to serve. This approach supports early-stage founders searching for product direction, as well as established teams refining offerings in competitive markets. The discipline includes defining what you need to learn, choosing the right methods for that learning, and making decisions based on patterns rather than isolated anecdotes. It also emphasizes the cultural shift required to make customer conversations normal, scheduling time, sharing learnings broadly, and treating insights as inputs to prioritization rather than as confirmation of pre-selected ideas. Done well, this ongoing loop reduces rework, accelerates iteration, and creates confidence that what you are building matches actual customer context, constraints, and motivations. Secondly, finding the right people and the right moments to learn, the quality of product insights depends heavily on whom you talk to and when. The book highlights the importance of recruiting participants who resemble your intended customers and who face the relevant problem today, not just those who like your concept. It underscores practical sourcing tactics such as leveraging existing users, tapping personal networks carefully, collaborating with sales and support, and using lightweight screening to confirm fit. Timing matters as well. Some questions are best answered before a build, others after a prototype, and still others once customers have experienced real trade-offs. Alvarez stresses focusing on real behavior and recent experiences, since memory and speculation can distort what people report. Another key point is recognizing different customer roles in buying decisions, including end users, economic buyers, and gatekeepers, and ensuring you learn from the right mix. By improving targeting and context, teams avoid the trap of collecting lots of feedback that is irrelevant, overly polite, or based on hypothetical willingness. The result is a clearer view of demand, constraints, and the actual situations in which your product must win. Thirdly, conducting interviews that reveal truth rather than opinions. Effective customer interviews are designed to uncover needs, constraints, and decision drivers, not to win approval for an idea. The book focuses on questioning techniques that reduce bias and avoid leading the witness. Rather than asking what feature someone wants, interviews probe what they are trying to accomplish, what they do today, what is hard or risky, and what triggers a search for alternatives. This helps teams separate symptoms from root causes and understand the broader workflow around a problem. The approach also emphasizes listening skills, giving space, asking follow-ups, and noticing emotional signals that point to pain, uncertainty, or strong motivation. Alvarez also addresses common interview pitfalls, such as pitching too early, interpreting politeness as demand, or overvaluing enthusiastic feedback from non-target users. The goal is to elicit concrete examples of behavior and outcomes, because those map more reliably to what people will adopt and pay for. When teams learn to run interviews consistently and ethically, they turn conversations into a dependable discovery tool that improves product decisions and reduces costly misalignment. Fourthly, turning qualitative insights into actionable product decisions. Learning is only valuable when it changes what you build or how you go to market. The book explores how to synthesize interview findings into patterns that can guide prioritization. This includes capturing notes in a structured way, grouping observations, and distinguishing between isolated requests and recurring underlying needs. Alvarez encourages teams to focus on problems worth solving and to frame insights as testable assumptions about users, outcomes, and constraints. From there, teams can define hypotheses, identify the smallest useful experiments, and decide what evidence would support continuing, pivoting, or stopping. Importantly, synthesis also involves confronting ambiguity. Qualitative research rarely yields a single obvious answer, so teams must balance frequency, intensity of pain, business impact, and feasibility. The book also touches on communication, showing how to share learnings across product, engineering, design, and go-to-market roles so decisions are transparent and aligned. By converting raw conversations into clear choices, teams avoid research theater and instead build a repeatable pipeline from customer reality to roadmap, messaging, and iteration. Lastly, de-risking products by testing value before investing in scale. A practical outcome of lean customer development is the ability to validate value early, before heavy engineering effort or major launches. The book emphasizes testing the riskiest assumptions first, especially whether the problem matters enough and whether your proposed approach is compelling in the customer context. This can involve lightweight prototypes, concierge-style trials, usability checks, and other experiments that expose mismatches quickly. Alvarez also differentiates between interest and commitment, urging teams to look for evidence such as time spent, willingness to switch, budget signals, and real-world adoption behaviors rather than compliments. Another element is learning how to respond when research contradicts your plan. Instead of treating negative feedback as failure, it becomes an efficient signal to adjust positioning, narrow the target audience, simplify scope, or reframe the problem. Over time, teams build confidence in what customers will buy because they have repeatedly tested and refined assumptions in realistic scenarios. This mindset reduces wasted development, improves product-market fit, and strengthens go-to-market readiness by ensuring that what you ship aligns with actual customer priorities and constraints. In conclusion, this book is best suited for founders, product managers, UX designers, engineers, marketers, and anyone responsible for deciding what to build and how to sell it. It is especially valuable for teams that feel stuck in feature debates, struggle to define the real customer problem, or repeatedly ship work that fails to gain traction. By teaching a repeatable approach to customer conversations and evidence-based decision-making, the book can improve your life at work, fewer wasted sprints, less anxiety about whether you are building the right thing, and clearer alignment across stakeholders. It also helps you develop a durable skill, learning directly from customers, which compounds over time and transfers across industries and product types. Compared with many lean and startup titles that stay at a high level, this book stands out for its operational focus. It emphasizes concrete interview behaviors, recruitment choices, and synthesis habits that you can apply immediately, even without a dedicated research team. That practicality makes it worth buying for readers who want guidance that translates into better roadmaps, stronger positioning, and products customers genuinely adopt and pay for. If you would like to support Cindy Alvarez, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.